Bishop Rojas, you came to San Bernardino from Chicago. How will both your time there and your experiences as an immigrant inform your leadership of the diocese here?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the interview and the interest and knowing more about myself and my coming to the West. I say this as a joke sometimes. I was moved from the middle West, middle of the country to the Wild West. But the two experiences, of course, what I know most is the church in Chicago, because that was everything from the very beginning. Since I was a seminarian, it all started in Chicago, and I was ordained a priest and then a bishop, and everything. My ministry has all been in Chicago. That's what I know the best. And now here I am on the West Side in a diocese that is just as diverse as Chicago, but a little different in the sense that it has a larger territory. It's way larger than Chicago, and a little smaller in terms of numbers of Catholics, but not very small, because it seems like it's the fifth or sixth largest diocese in the country, and it seems like it continues to grow. Every day it seems like. So it's a bigger challenge, of course. But I think in the time that I was, ministering as an ordinary bishop in Chicago, it teach me these years more like to have a wider idea of how the church works in terms of like a diocese. So there's a lot for me to learn, for sure. I mean, even though it's the same Catholic Church, but there's many ways how we function, and you have to learn those ways and to get to, listen and really get to know more about who people are, who are the pastors, what are the parishes' situation, how's the ministry performed in the diocese. Some parishes seem to be doing well. Most parishes are struggling. I mean, it's all these things together that you learn as you go. And as you visit the places. And that's what I have been doing since I came, even though the pandemic has been such a barrier in getting to know more of the people and celebrating, at the parishes a little more, open and with more people. We haven't been able to do that. But even with the little bit that we can do, I've been visiting parishes and celebrating masses with small groups of people, talking to the pastors. I think I visited most of the parishes, or at least about 70 parishes of the diocese, and there are about 92 parishes and like 10 missions in the diocese. So it's good that I have been going to, the parishes, and I keep on going. Every Sunday I visit one different parish until I, complete the cycle. And I hope that even after I complete the cycle of visits, I will continue to do another cycle, just always, always trying to be present as much as possible.
You kind of mentioned you've been in the community now for a year. What have you learned in that time about San Bernardino? And you mentioned kind of the things that you're hoping to continue to learn as well. Tell me more about that.
It's been about 10 months. I think I came towards the end of February last year. Even though the announcement that I was coming here was made on December, I think it was December 2nd. So it's a year already since I was announced to come here. And I finally physically came to the diocese more like in the middle of February. So it's almost a year. I have learned a lot, but I have a lot to learn yet. I mean, as I said, my visiting the places, getting to meet with pastors and the offices of the pastoral center has given me, an idea of what it is and how we function. And also I have had a number of meetings with Bishop Barnes, as he's the one who really knows the diocese and has been here for over 25 years. So a lot of listening, a lot of visiting for learning. That's is going to continue, because I cannot determine or make big decisions on anything that is really serious, because I don't know yet, well enough the functioning of things. So I would like to get to know a little more. And so, and then we can, then if we need to do something different, or to, improve something or change something, then in consultation with, you know, the different departments and committees and councils, then we will make the changes. But right now, as I begin, I would just continue what it is. One, because there's no way we can function normal, you know, having meetings and bringing people together, although, you know, Zoom meetings help, but it's not the same. So it's about learning and continuing what it is, what we already have for some time, and then see what else, you know, we can do to continue improving and serving the diocese.
Certainly. And you've touched on the pandemic just a little bit, but what do you believe is the right balance between the safety of Catholics and the freedom to worship here in the diocese?
That's a good question. It has been controversial in many ways, and I have heard also some other denominations that have kind of responded against the guidelines of the state. But we have tried to go with those guidelines that we have been given because I believe that they want the best and the protection of lives for the public. And we have come also with our own guidelines in for our parishes, and we have followed procedures very well. And I know, you know, the pandemic is going for a very long time. So many people are tired, but we continue to insist, you know, be careful, you know, keep the distance, wear the masks, sanitizing, wash your hands. This, we repeat that constantly. And we have some areas of the diocese where we have to be more insisting in telling the people, please, especially areas that, you know, Wiki reports that the infections are a little higher, like in the Coachella Valley. That's one of the areas that we are a little concerned because of the infections, the number of infections that we hear from the reports. But it's difficult, especially now, where we have a few areas in the diocese where it's cold, and we cannot, it's impossible to have masses outside. For example, up in Big Bear, where they have snow sometimes, and masses in the morning or in the evening there outside, probably not possible. So pastors are not, you know, they're always asking, what do we do here? And some of them are live streaming the masses and the services, so people are watching them in their computers at home. And everybody's trying to do the best, you know, some way to keep in touch with their people and their communities. But it has been a big challenge, like I say, especially for those areas where the temperature goes low and there's no way you can be saying a mass outside. Thank God most of the diocese is actually very nice. This is like the best temperature I've ever seen. You know,
yes.
It's nice and cool. It's just nice and cool. It's so great. It's nothing like Chicago, you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you couldn't do that in Chicago right now.
Exactly. So we are blessed to be in a place where services in most parts of the diocese could still be done outside.
Bishop Alberto Rojas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.